Every new build, if it was essentially designed around passive heating, could already reduce the load on the power supply by 30 to 40%. The problem with some of those, of course, is they cost more in the first stages. But when we think about design, deep retrofitting is actually almost more effective because you're essentially using the sunken costs of construction and then making sure that they're used as efficiently as possible. So whether it's design of old or design of new, buildings actually represent one of the great transformative processes for the coming 20, 30 years. What it also calls upon, though, is that we run an efficient transport system around that building structure and provide not only the buildings, the transport, but the social internal combination so that when people are discussing where to live, they feel that all the services are very close to them. And we see that young people today view cities in a very different way than we did in the last 20, 30 years. They see them as small villages where their social networks actually imply that they can walk everywhere and they can meet and they can do their daily business without a need for actual heavy-duty fossil fuel cars and transport.
Can you tell us more about our vernacular architecture, how it can help?
There's a movement afoot, particularly in developing countries, where the very best of materials, whether it's bamboo or mud or local materials, are actually used in place of cement and some of the more, what I would call, exotic materials imported from elsewhere. And I think it's the design feature that actually comes to the top of the pile when we're thinking about the possibility of air conditioning and what it represents if we were to continue building in the way that we have, where there would be a doubling of energy requirements if we do not address buildings to use vernacular architecture. That means passive forms of air conditioning. It means ways of heating buildings by reducing and aligning it to solar radiation and so forth. So these really hark back to buildings of previous centuries where we sometimes have lost what it means to live comfortably in the environment. There are new schools of architecture all around the world springing up to do this, and some of the leading architects, Pia Barone and others, are generating a whole group of young architects who think in this way.
Do you have a personal example about vernacular architecture?
I have a personal example, which is I've just finished building my own mud hut as part of an Nkang, a village in the Maasai, having joined the Maasai tribe. And that village really excels in beautiful architecture, where each house is constructed from local materials, wood from the forest, mud and cow dung and urine as the walls. But the whole design, the way in which we go into a house and how the space is divided up, has actually been transformed by one addition, clean cook stoves. So we no longer have smoke in the houses, and they're a delight. They're air conditioned in the summer and they're warm at night. So it's the ideal outcome for me.